اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أومن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Then I send salutations and blessings upon His Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his holy progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 6, Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse 122, He gives the parable, and in this parable, He explains the blessings of faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, can the dead to whom we have given life and a light so that he may walk among humanity with that light or by that light be like the parable of the one who is stuck in darkness and cannot come out of that darkness? For the actions of the disbelievers are made fair seeming to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the parable that one who has life, is he like that individual who has life, or he's been given life and he's been given a light to guide him through that life? Is he like the one who is stuck in darkness, that individual who thinks that his actions are appropriate and good, an individual who's actions in disbelief and rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is based upon that, does he think it is good? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that individual is stuck in darkness. This particular verse, in verse 122 of Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, according to many of the commentators, they say that it was revealed about Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. This is the paternal uncle of the Prophet, that when he became Muslim and he embraced the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this verse was revealed. Likewise, some of the commentators, they say that it was revealed about Ammar Yasir. Also, he was one of the very well-known companions of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In either case, the commentators, they say that whether it was revealed about Hamza or whether it was revealed about Ammar, it is revealed about the Muslims or the believers in general, that when a believer embraces faith, it is as if he is truly living. When one embraces faith and lives by that faith, then that believer is guided by the light of faith. Nonetheless, one of the things that we see that is very interesting, if we examine a little bit closer, that this verse is revealed about Hamza or about Ammar, one of the things that we see very evident in their life is that these two individuals, they embraced the message of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very early in the stages of the message, meaning that all around them was disbelief. So in the midst of disbelief and rejection of the message of the Prophet, these individuals, they saw the truth in the Prophet's message and they embraced it. Another similarity that we see between both Hamza and Ammar Yasir is that when they embraced Islam, that they face difficulties, a lot of difficulties in their life. One from the society around them, and also from those who tended to wield power during their time. One particular individual who we see that persecuted both Hamza, or kind of tormented Hamza, and also Amr Yasir, was Abu Jahl. That, of course, there was a engagement between Hamza and Abu Jahl, of course, because Hamza was known as a very fierce warrior, hunter, that Abu Jahl, he cowered in front of Hamza. But nonetheless, he was an antagonist to Hamza. He was an antagonist to the Prophet. Likewise, the family of Amr Yasir was persecuted by Abu Jahl, and actually martyred by Abu Jahl. But what we see for both of them, and what the verse clearly states, is that life is with faith. And disbelief, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives the example, is like one who is dead. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. Is that individual who is dead, who is without life, who is without belief, who is without iman. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. And we have given him life. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ. And we have given him not only faith, iman, belief, but we have given him a light whereby he will walk by this light. So the question is, what is this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to these two individuals? What is the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the believers? This light, first and foremost, is Allah himself, guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he says that Allah, he is Allah, Nur as-samawati wal ard. Allah is the one who is the guardian of the believers. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He takes them out of darkness into light, the darkness of ignorance and disbelief into the light of knowledge and faith. This light is also considered to be the Qur'an. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also states in the Qur'an, Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. As many of the commentators say, that Burhan is one of the names of the Quran. Burhan, a proof. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has sent this to mankind. And he's revealed it as a light. وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. A clear light. As Burhan and light in this verse, according to many commentators, one and the same. According to the commentary of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, of this particular verse, of verse 122 of Surah Al-An'am, he states that individual who is mayyit is someone who has no knowledge. He has no knowledge. Because the mayyit, someone who's dead, doesn't know anything. If we look at the very apparent aspect of death, the person who's dead doesn't know anything. And he says, and that light by which a person walks, he says, imam, and as an imam, as it is and a guide. That imam, that leader, that guide, like the Prophet himself, who we call upon, who we give him the title in Dura Tawassul, Imam al-Rahma. Or the imams, the 12 imams of the family of the Prophet, alayhim afu salam, they are also imams. That by the guidance of these individuals, by the guidance of the Prophet, by the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afu salatu salam, who are very much aware of the Quran. They have knowledge of the Quran. They have understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can seek guidance from them. And the dhulamat, as the Imam Jafar al-Sadiq says, that individual who is stuck in the darkness, he says, الَّذِي لَا يَعْرِفُ الْإِمَامِ, that individual who does not know the Imam. And this coincides with one of the very well-known hadith, narrations of the Prophet, من مات ولم يعرف إمام زمانه مات ميتة جاهلية. That individual who dies, who passes on from this world, and he does not know the Imam of his time, he dies in a state of ignorance, in a state of darkness. For as Imam Sadiq he also says, إن الظلم في الجهل وإن النور في العلم. That darkness is in ignorance and not knowing, and light and illumination is in knowing. So perhaps the most important question for us is to ask, how are we able to increase our light so that we may be guided better by this light? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states in Surah Al-Hadid, that is chapter 57 of the Quran, verse 28, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ آمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. This gives us an idea that how do we maintain this light? This light of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls to the believers, O you who believe. The first condition is to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have faith in Allah and His Prophet. Then he says that have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ittaqullah. Then as a greater emphasis, because the guide upon this earth is the Prophet, he says, Aminu bi rasulihi. Then believe in His Prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give you two folds of His mercy, and He will create for you a light whereby you will walk by that. And of course, we must always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our light so that we may stay upon the path and be those who experience and true life. And so we make the dua of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, that asks for enlightenment, or asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our path in life. I make it for myself and also for all of you. Allahumma nawwir dhahiri bita'atik. O Allah, enlighten my apparent state through by your obedience. Wa batini bi mahabbatik. And enlighten me and give me light in my inner self with your love. Wa qalbi bi ma'rifatik. And enlighten my heart with your understanding. Wa ruhi bi mushahidatik. And my soul by witnessing you, by experiencing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسِرِّي بِإِسْتَقِلَالِ اتَّصَالِ حَضَرَتِكِ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me happy to be alone with you, to develop this relationship between you and I. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives all of us success in following the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us, the Quran, the Prophet, the Imams, to follow the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for us, that the Imams have left for us. I ask Allah for success for you and I. As'alullah at-tawfiq li wa lakum wa akhir da'wana an alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.